Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, this is a show about instantaneous healing with the light beings from the Creation Light Ship. So we're going to have a nice show again today. So I'll kind of direct you how to get onto the light being page here. So just click on Creation Light Ship Healings, and then from there, you're going to want to scroll down a little ways. And when you go to the BBS Fast Chat above the light being space, which is about an inch down or so on your scroll bar, you might want to click on that if you wish to communicate with us. And once it comes up, then just minimize it. And then scroll down further a little ways, and you're going to see the light being, and we're going to be activating her today. And then maximize the fast chat if you wish to drop us a little note here during the show. This way we can continue on with our healings and have questions answered and asked, and it'll be a wonderful time. So what we're going to do first is see if Sylvia's here. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, everyone. It's very good to have you here with us on this Monday afternoon. We're going to have a wonderful show of healing and also talk about some things that you can do to help hold your own spiritual energy and connection to your spirit and to your own divinity throughout the hour. We talked the other day, I believe it was Friday, about a process that you could do during the week by yourself at home to increase your life force energy. And so we hope to hear from some of the listeners today as to whether they've been doing that in the last few days and how it went for them. So I guess we'll start by just kind of doing a brief overview of the Creation Light Ship and the purpose of its being here now for anybody who might not have heard that story and might be listening for the first time. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, well, the Creation Light Ship comes here once every 2,000 years. If you take the word Father in the Bible that Jesus talked about, that was a creation light ship. And naturally, because of the way communications work, that's how we used to communicate this here, since Father was like the energy of masculinity, and it was here to help and protect us. And this is what he used at that time to denote the light ship. Now we have other ways of talking. And the Creation Light Ship is, like what I said, what he used. Everybody was transported there out of time, just like they do now. And you have your healings done, and then you come back here. You're out of time. You're up there physically. And the ones that can see physically on the light ship, they're basically blown away. They change their whole paradigm. Their consciousness changes because all of a sudden they see these beautiful light beings that may look like us or other energies. So the teachings of the light ship is, in a sense, Christian-based. All that I use as a light being from the ship being down here is the main teachings of Jesus, which was to go within and to find the kingdom within you. And this is your connection, which is your spirit to the divine, and that's how the light ship wishes to bring forth this information to everyone now, and not to go outside of yourself, because then you're not connecting to the divinity of who you are, and that dilutes your own spiritual energy. So basically what we're going to do now, we did this, I believe we did it last time, Saturday, and we also did it on Friday. So what we're going to do is do an exercise, and we ask people to comment too if they have been doing this here on how to increase your life force energy. So people ask, how do I stay in my body? What do I do? And this is one way that you can do this. So what I want you to do is to just kind of maybe sit up in your chair, or if you want to stand, you can. And you want to put your hands together in a stance in front of your heart center. So just move your hands inward with your fingers pointing upward. And at some point, within probably maybe a foot to maybe a couple of inches, you're going to feel this invisible ball tension. Now, this is not a mental exercise where you're trying to figure it out in your head. Just allow your hands to stop when you can actually sense the energy. Your body will tell you where your life force energy is. And then what you want to do It is an affirmation. It's very, very simple, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And this is a very easy mantra to do. It'll work with anybody, depending on what their spiritual beliefs are. It will always work. So you're not using words that are going to turn off some people with different religions. So what I'd like you to do now is just to move your hands further apart and maybe an extra foot apart or so, and then come back in again. And as you're coming in, say, I now increase my life force energy. Okay, now we'll do it in unison again. Move your hands further apart and say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. And move them out again. And again, further apart. And bring them in. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 You should feel in your hands probably tingling by now. And let's do it about five more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, so you should feel a little more energized. Normally, what I have been told by people is that they feel like they have about three times the consciousness when they do this. They feel more alert, more awake. Their body becomes more erect if you're standing. And if you choose to do it about 100 times or so, you'll probably feel your internal organs maybe twitch or shake a little bit as they release the blocked energy. So what the body feeling would be during a healing process of this, you'd probably feel tingles, maybe warmth in your body, and you may feel some of your pains go away even. So just do it as much as you want. What I recommend doing just to practice this out is to do it maybe for 10 times, maybe 3 or 4 times a day. And you must say it out loud because you're communicating to every cell in your body as you speak your word, okay? And this is very important. So do it for like a week, and then you're going to find that your life will change. You're going to have more energy, and it works really well if you're tired. Maybe you're driving a long distance and you get fatigued. What will normally happen is once you train your body after about a week or so, you won't have to really say it out loud. You can just do the exercise quickly. Within maybe a half a second, you'll be charged out full. And normally what will happen is, at least with everybody, their arms go out. If you're standing against a wall with a wall behind you and your arms will go straight out and touch the wall if you had one behind you. And they'll just stay there as you keep amping up the energy. And it's just a quite wonderful thing to do. So do we have any questions, Sylvia?
Yes, we do. We have a question from Nima asking about if it's possible to still get healings while listening to the archive shows on an MP3 player, like being out grocery shopping or working or in the car with the MP3 player playing the archived show. And also, will I be required to look at the picture of the light being while listening to the archives, I guess he's asking. So.
Okay. Well, the first thing is yes, that the archives will work with healing. It will not work with the light ship healing as we go up onto the light ship. Normally we do that at the very end of the show. You may feel energy there, but you will not be on the light ship. But yes, everything will work. If you're in front of your computer screen watching it, listening to the energy. If you're in front of your computer screen and you want to play the archive, then activate your screen so that the beautiful light beam is on, and she will charge up for you. So the next question is this going to work when I'm away from my computer? Yes, it will work. Uh-huh. All these healings are designed from the light ship so that anyone can take advantage of them anytime they wish to have them. It's just that it's very special if you can have the light being in front of you changing her frequencies as she's connecting to your heart center. So, yes, they will work.
great. That's wonderful.
And anything else on the archive, Sylvia? I mean, on the fast chat?
I think that's all we've got for right this minute. So as far as the healing stay goes, recently you did something where you activated the light being, and she came in, or you may have had males come into her picture from the light ship. I'm not sure which it was. And then they directed healing and energy to specific parts of the body, like the hands or the feet or things like that. I was wondering if we could do that today.
Sure. So what we'll do is have some fun today. And what we're going to do first is have the one light being come in who chose to have her picture painted. And have her on your screen in front of you. And she's now going to come into your monitor screen and activate her frequency into this photograph. And she's starting now to get activated. It takes about a half a minute or so. And when this happens, you're going to actually see her, the picture of her change. She'll become more three-dimensional, be more vibrant. You might feel energy coming off your monitor screen. Her eyes will become more real as she puts her life force energy into it. So this is actually a living photograph of her, and right now she's activated. I'm seeing her smile a little bit more, and I'm seeing her head separate from the background slightly, so she's becoming more three-dimensional as she's coming and, posing for us here. I'm feeling a lot of warmth in the room right now, the temperature like increased maybe a degree or two. And I'm also feeling that beautiful, loving heart energy from her. Remember, the light ship with their healings work with heart energy. They do that all the time. Everything is a heart-based energy from the creation light ship. It's not a mental energy. The mental energies that we have where healings take place also from the matrix is not what they're concerned with. They want you to connect to your spirit. So there is a difference there on the two different styles of healing. Most of the practitioners today, maybe 98% of them, do mental clearings, mental healings, instead of heart-based healings. And the light ship, which created you, works with your heart. And you may notice that when you start realizing how animals are very heartfelt, they don't work with the mental. They come over and give you heart energy. Flowers, roses give you heart energy. Trees will give you heart energy. None of these energies actually work in the mental plane. We just happen to do that here because of the matrix from the dark side connecting us to that. And that's where our ego comes into play, is these mental energies and our desperate wants and desires that we attempt to have in our life, looking outside of ourselves for our spirituality. And I'll go just a step further here. What happens when you want something is that or need a certain energy, what will normally happen is you go into a store and maybe you're looking for a certain color to help you do healing for yourself, not knowing it. So you may buy a piece of clothing that is a certain color. Maybe you go out and you have the newspaper in front of you and all of a sudden a brand new, 2008 car comes out as a preview, maybe in a magazine, you go, oh, my God, this is my dream car. I got to buy this. It's the perfect color, which is what I always thought would be great for me. It goes very fast, and it looks high-tech, and, you can go on and on about this car, but you just fall in love with this car. And so you go out and you find it, and you get the perfect one just for you. And you notice that maybe after a month or two, you find out that the car maybe kind of squeaks a little bit. Maybe your old car was a little more comfortable. And what actually happened was you took the energy off of your brand new car, which is actually what you're lacking inside of yourself, and you used that all up. And then now you're in the point of looking again for something else to fulfill your needs. Except now maybe you have a car with these gigantic payments and the high insurance rate and everything else. So what you can do, instead of buying that car and going into debt or getting into into an actual physical relationship with someone, you could, we'll just talk about the car first of all. Okay. I won't go into the other, but what you want to do is just go up to that car and put your hand on it. And since, remember, everything is conscious, everything is a creation of your mind, and ask that car, you know, why do I want you? What are you giving me? What are you trying to show me? What is it that I need from you to fulfill myself that I'm missing? And you may even want to go for a test drive or two. And when you ask these questions, somehow the answer will appear to you. And so you can get the energy from the vehicle without buying it. And this is a good way to look at life. You know, do this whatever you want to do before you purchase something. And you may have less things in your life that way. Anyway, a heartfelt energy, okay? So what we're going to do now is have this beautiful light beam that's fully activated now. And you may have seen her colors change possibly. If you have, you might give a little note here on the fast chat. And she's going to come to your heart center now. And you're going to feel maybe a warmth in your body. And as she does it, she'll do a healing on you. So you want to ask her for a healing, request a healing. Normally, our demand, a command, but with this point, since she's here in love energy, just to come to you, you could ask her to help you out or maybe even give you a little tune-up. So just sit back and relax, and we'll allow this to take place now. And what we're going to be doing shortly here, we're going to change energies, and we're going to have the males come in. And like I have said in previous shows, on the light ship, there's only one creation light ship, incidentally. It's what we created you and created the universe. And it is physical when you go to it. The creation light ship has female and male doctors on it. And I'm using the word doctor because we relate to it down here. But through light beings to help us balance our energies out to come into more wholeness for the ascension process. The females are typically in charge of the male doctors who do most of the work. So they're kind of monitoring your state of being, maybe some of your energies, so maybe emotional energies, how you feel, how the procedures are working. And they instruct the males on how to perform their procedures on you. And so they're always overseeing all these certain conditions here on the light ship. So what we're going to do now is bring in the male energy. So we're going to ask the female to leave here. And somehow the males, for whatever reason, come in groups of three. The females will come in by themselves. I could just kind of, on a human level, think that maybe they're more secure. Maybe the males need to have more of them to be here. I don't know, but the males always come in groups of three. So we're going to ask the males now to come into this photograph and ask this beautiful female to leave. There, she's leaving now. And she's still slightly activated. And now we're going to bring in the males here. And here they come. So their intensity is normally a lot more. You may feel the presence now is that they're like looking directly into your soul as you look, as they look into your eyes here, looking into your spirit. And they're very intense. When I bring them into a room, like at the expos that I go to, and there could be a couple thousand people in the whole room, all of a sudden, once they come in, within a few minutes, the sound, the noise in the room drops about two-thirds. Very interesting. I've done this many, many times. And, you know, the air is very pristine. And sometimes the time actually seems to stop when they come in. So they're coming in right now. You can look at them now on your monitor screen. You can feel the intensity. It's still love energy, but they get right down to business. And so you can now request inside of your head again or a healing, and they're here to help you. So do we have anything on fast chat, Sylvia, that we need to address here?
Well, I'd like to say hello to Alexis and Don and Nima. Thanks for being with us.
Hello, guys.
And let's see.
I guess Alexis is female, so hi, Alexis.
So, well, Nima's wondering if there's a limit to how many times he can listen to the archive programs in a day. I don't think there's a limit, but I'll let you address that, too.
What happens is each time you start working with these light beams and the energies, you'll find that your life is changing a little bit at a time. And so, yeah, there's no limit to the amount of healing that you can have. We just do the short ones on this one-hour broadcast here with the light beams. On the light ship, there's so many more healings that takes place. Here we're just doing one special healing for each person. On the light ship, they can do maybe 20 things at one time. So in an hour of time, when you're on the light ship on my conference calls, which is $20 for an hour healing, it's a lot more that can be done with you. But you start feeling more and more centered. You start feeling, your own spirit inside of your heart. You start realizing that you are a divine being. It's not really a mental process. Can't really put your finger on it, but you just know that somehow you are a changed person. And so, yeah, you can go as many times as you like to the archives and hear one program over and over again. And normally what will happen is what I'm talking about, you may not understand the first time. It may take 3 or 4 times to finally get the vibration to come into you. As I'm talking to you right now live, I'm actually on the light ship, so I am putting out special frequencies just from my voice going into you for healing. I can tell right now that I have one of the females with me, actually working with me inside of me, doing my speech. My mind is completely blank all the time, and so what's coming out of me is like real time. I don't monitor what my thoughts are going to be. I don't prepare for these shows whatsoever. I just show up just like you're showing up, and whatever is stated is real time from the light ship. So this is how this program is. So, yeah, you can go on as many times as you like, and you will have healing. So it's very beneficial for you.
A very good thing that I'd like to add to that is to journal while you're listening to the shows. If you come on Ron's conference calls or do any work with him at all, just keep a journal of your experiences and your healings and the things that you requested, the healings that you requested. Because it's very interesting as you go through time and you do more and more of these, you might not even realize that problems or difficulties or pains or things like that that you had at some point will just kind of fall away. And because they're not there anymore, you don't even really necessarily notice that they're not there anymore until one day you might be looking over your journal notes or thinking about something in the past and realized, oh, yeah, I used to have that, knee problem every time I tried to climb the stairs or whatever it was, and at some point it just left. So it's a very beneficial thing to do to kind of track your own progress and, work on yourself that way.
So curiosity for myself, Nima, where are you located? Maybe you can do it on the fast chat there. Are you in the United States or somewhere else? I'm just curious. So the males are in right now, and you're going to feel this wonderful heart energy. For myself, it's a lot more intense, being more electric, maybe being, well, I can't say quicker, but the energy is just so much more, I could get the word intensified isn't, how do you say it, Sylvia? I'm running out of words here.
Well, by describing the females, it's a softer feeling, a gentler feeling usually for me, and it seems to flow directly into my heart. When the males come in, for me, it is more electric, more direct. It's almost like the air sizzles a little bit, and I usually feel it coming down, like straight, you know, around my head, and it's just a little bit more intense.
What I will say is that these light beings are not three-dimensional UFO people. These are actually light beings, and they're taking on their physical form of where they're going to be going to in their next incarnation after the ascension process. I bet people ask if these are physical ships that can appear, like maybe in their backyard or above their house, etc. No, they are not. This is actually creation itself. The light ship is invisible, but because we're now in the same terminology, in order to describe what this say vehicle looks like, we use the word creation light ship. That's what they wanted us to use, so we brought that out. And it happens just to do with the terminology that we're dealing with in today's society. And so this is why we use that terminology. But these are actual spirits. They have not left the light ship yet. They're cross-training. There's many, many races. There's over 200 races on the light ship that are here to help all sentient beings of consciousness to do the ascension process. The light ship only created the light. The darkness was never created by the light ship. The light ship only works with love energy. It does not use mind energy to manipulate forms. It uses love energy. There's a big difference in that. Like I said, about 98% of the healers are using mind energies to do their healing work. And that does work too. But that's where we are now with our development of consciousness. But you want to get back into, if you can, into love energy from your heart. It's much faster, easier to do healings with. And since most people are not connected to their heart, you know, they do use mind energy because you can think about it and have things manifest for you. But with that process, you're actually manipulating energies. And so always something will happen where typically, like our banking system, you know, the rich get richer, the poor gets poorer. Something always loses in that type of process. Hello, I think we have a caller.
Hello, Ron.
Yes, hello.
Hello, my name's Brian from Indiana. How are you doing?
Good, Brian from Indiana. I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Brian?
Pretty good. I just had just two questions real quick.
Okay.
The first one is the light ship, in reference to the light ship, is it kind of in a certain dimension, like the sixth, seventh, eighth dimension, or do they really don't categorize it?
Yeah, they don't have a dimension, but it is it is going throughout time and space. It is multidimensional.
Okay.
And it is physical as you go up on it.
Ah.
All dimensions have physicality.
Yes. And my other question is, let's see, it was that one, and then the other question real quick was, is it possible to see the light ship with our physical eyes?
When you're inside of the light ship on it, yes.
Okay.
You can actually
okay.
see it. We did a session on Saturday where we actually went out to a newly created, much smaller light ship, which is here for the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Earth healings to bring the Earth energies back into balance. Remember, in order to go through any kind of conscious shift, you must bring back all of who you are into wholeness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're out on this small light ship, I have the people move their hand up and down.
Yeah.
And we approached and went onto the creation light ship after this, where they have artificial gravity. You could actually feel your hand get, or arm get denser, heavier.
Wow.
So we have some of the comments are still on the fast chat. Maybe not, but... maybe somebody was on that call. They could maybe jot down a couple of notes. But, yeah, that's what happens.
Okay. And, well, thank you very much, Ron.
Okay, that's you're very welcome.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thank you, Brian, for calling. So, yeah, the light ship is physical when you go on it. And the light beings there take all different forms. What happens is that the ones that I talk about are the ones that they are allowing us to see, and they'll normally be more three-dimensional for what we're used to seeing, okay? So we'll see beings like us, short ones and tall ones. Typically, they range from about 2.5 to 3 foot in height, and the tallest ones, I think, are about 15 feet tall, and these are all, we'll call them just two-leggeds, okay? And then we have animals up there. We have birds that do healing. Some are very large. Some are smaller. Remember, everything that's in creation is there, and it's here to help us. We have rooms where they have crystals. We have a room with orbs. We have a room with magnets. We have a tuning fork room. We have ascension rooms where the Merkaba energy. In fact, I'll have the males bring in the Merkaba, or maybe Merkaba, depending on how you are used to hearing that word. This is the Star of David, and it's multidimensional. And we're going to have males bring this into you right now. And this is what you're actually made up of. And so here we go. We're going to bring it in right now into your room. And I'm going to use the word stronger to be the conduit for this right now. Remember, I said all healings are a command. And so I'm commanding this energy to come to where you are. So again, just sit back and relax. And this will be the Star of David energy coming to you. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So just kind of again sit back and relax. See what the creation light shift, there's nothing for you to do. We're used to going through 3D realities here of healing, and most all of those require time. They require us going through some type of maybe learning process or releasing process. On the creation light shift, they're not concerned with any of that. They're just here to heal us. Remember, what we're dealing with down here is really nothing to do with reality on the large reality scale, and they're here to help us, help our spirit heal our body, which is why we have a spirit with us. It's here to, number one, to heal our body. Number two, to look out of our eyes and to see creation itself. You know, just look around you in your room, and you're going to see things maybe on your walls, your monitor, anywhere you look. Could be flowers in your room. Look out the window. And these are all creation energy from the divine, and you're able to look back upon creation. And this is its gift. To be here with you to do this. And then I would also like to be a part of that creative process. So your spirit will say, checked out your parents, their genetic line, and kind of estimated, calculated what you might be able to do in this lifetime by your genetic traits that was passed on to you by your ancestors. And it's hoping to express those in this lifetime. Remember in the old days, if your parents were a baker, then you were probably going to be a baker. And that was passed on to the children of yourself, you say. So this is how it kind of goes down, that people have this talent inside themselves passed on from their ancestors. And this is kind of how your spirit selects you. If your parents, say, are in like the construction mode of maybe building buildings or something like that, then chances are this might rub off on you. What your spirit maybe would like to do is maybe to do some construction. So anyway, I hope that sort of answers some questions there for people. Any other thing on the back chat, Sylvia?
About where he's from. on the fast chat about if anybody wanted to share their experience using the LifeWorks NRV process over the past few days. And let's see, Don said it's working for him, and Nima says it's changed his life in the past few days. So that's great, guys. Wonderful. Keep it up. That's really wonderful that you're using that. Also, looks like Nima had a very great time on the light ship the other day with the dolphin energy, and also when the dolphins came into our houses and into our, I believe they went into our bedrooms and did a clearing of the energy in our room. So I'm glad that you were able to feel that change. That's really wonderful.
Yes, and I will talk about feeling. Unfortunately, most men are not feelers. Most men cannot sense energy. So what I tell people, which I have experienced myself, males are about 1% feeling type of people. Only feel emotions or sense energy. So if you're a man and you can feel it, wonderful. Whenever I work with men, I do my work like I do with a woman, and most of the time, you know, men don't typically, not being sarcastic, but they don't have a clue of what's happening. And this is maybe the frustration that women have toward men, you know, in this society now. Women are about 50-50, so I can always bank on half of the women feeling what I'm doing, and they know that something happened to them. So this is how the energies are related to us. And if you can't feel, there's nothing wrong with you. That's just where you are right now. And there's probably reasons why you can't. It might even be spiritual reasons. Maybe you're here to experience something else and not have that healing process, feeling process. And like I said earlier on one of my shows, you know, with the New Age metaphysics, they would say, well, you know, what's wrong with you? You know, you can't feel. There's always something wrong, you know, and which isn't necessarily true. So if you can feel, you're very blessed, and it's very neat that you can. And also, the more times you go to the light ship for these healings, you will start to probably integrate and have a greater sense of your well-being, of who you are, and maybe start to feel. I'll just mention one healing that happened a long time ago on one of my shorter calls, and it was about a 15-minute conference call, which I was doing on Wednesdays. I was doing a tune-up for people, and this one gentleman came on, and he was older, I'll say maybe the way he sounded, maybe 65, 70, and he had a hearing problem. And, you know, he got on the call, and he requested to have his hearing fixed. And his wife could have been a lady friend, but we'll just say his wife was on with him. And at the end of the call, you know, she said he you know, we got an email. He said he was kind of upset because he couldn't hear, and he was frustrated during the whole call because this is what he asked for, to have healed. Well, being frustrated, you know, he was upset. But she said when he got up to walk, you know, because he had a hip replacement, or maybe both hips replaced a while back, way I kind of interpreted that, it was about 5 years prior. He'd always get up off the couch really slow, kind of like, you know, an old squeaky hinge, you know, and had some pain, and then he would kind of hobble around. She says he got up like a young man and walked perfectly. And so that was what happened with him. And he did not request this for the healing, you see. So when you go to the light ship, they find out what's wrong with you first. And you may not even know what's wrong with you. It might be something internally wrong with you, and they will work with that before your conscious requests are done. Anyway, that's just one healing that I have experienced. I've experienced so many of these healings that it's even hard to even think about. You know, I don't have a lot of them even recorded in my memory any longer because there's so many of them. What I can say, when you go to the light ship, you definitely feel this overwhelming peace when you're done. And it's just incredible. So, as normal, our time is flying here.
Sure is. It's
about a quarter tell. It was like about 5 minutes went by.
Yeah.
And naturally, see, when you're on this show, you're basically out of time, typically. The clock here still starts working because the divine is working with you continuously. And you know that you're in spirit because of that, and your spirit can connect with you more during these shows here. So we are going to go to the light ship. And like Nima said, we'll just work on the archives. Well, from now on, until we get down from the light ship, these healings will not work. And the disclaimer here is because our wonderful Galactic Federation that's supposed to protect us and keep us safe from ET abductions, et cetera, are not doing that. This is why we have our awful weather patterns here. This is why we have war. And I can go on for probably an hour of this here, but basically they're letting us down and they're not in the light. When they become in the light, then this will be heaven on earth. And so there's a race going on. Are they going to come into the light or the universal shift where we can experience the earth in wholeness? Or are they not going to come into the light and the shift will happen and then we will be in the light anyway? So, you know, it's up to them. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along with you, remember you're going to be up on the light ship in physical body form, just like you're dressed right now. And you're going to be taken up when you're not here. Your vibration, you're being turned off and on continuously. And you can just maybe visualize the old days when we had strobes, you know, at parties. You can move your hand from the left to the right. And when the strobe was on, you'd see it at one point. And when it went off, you wouldn't see it. Then it would be moved over when it came on again. So this is how it works. When you're not here, you're up there. So if you have any animals or pets you want to bring with, think of them now in your consciousness. If you have a garden or flowers or anything else like that, but not people. Okay, we don't work with two-leggeds unless we're on a one-on-one here. So here we go. We're going up now to the light ship. We're there now. Our animals and pets and our plants and flowers are leaving us. And we're having our body scanned. They want to see who we are to know how to do healing work with us. We're now going into the next room. This room is the orientation room. This is where you're at complete free choice for your healings. You can select the different teams of doctors. There's whales, there's dolphins, there's crystals. I mentioned some before. There's birds. There's it's unimaginable. There's water energies, different types of oxygen. So we're now talking with these different teams. We're selecting ones that we want to work with. Remember, everything is free choice. They will not go past anything that you don't want them to do. If your healing is too good on the light shift and you say, I don't want it, this is too good for me, they will take it away from you. So hopefully that's not the case with anybody online here, but this is what they will do. They will not go past your free will. And you have to be satisfied 100%. You say so, they're not going to take you further than what you need to go to. So here we go. We're going into the first room and standing up on the light ship right now. I'm looking at all of us here, and the first room they want to bring us to consciously here. And we're actually in probably about 18 rooms right now at one time. And right now we're going into the room where they have a swimming pool. And we're going into different light frequencies. So there's different colors in the water, kind of like swimming through Jell-O with different colors. And this is doing healing work on us. And at a request up there, people would like to go to the dolphins. So we're going to go to another beautiful swimming pool. This is filled full of this liquid light energy water. It has no physical weight to it. Silver and sparkles like diamonds. If you can see it, it just blows you away. It's just amazing. And the same water is what they brought down initially to Lourdes, France here. It's very, very similar. This is what Mother Mary brought in from the light ship. And so we're in this water now. And coming to us are three dolphin doctor teams. And they're on each side of us. And what you can do now is if you would wish to feel them down here, they're getting closer to us now. Now they're ready. They're about 2 feet away from us. So if you wish to hold your hand out in front of you, the palm of your hand, and just extend it out, and you're going to feel that your body is going to stop at a certain point. And that's the energetic field of the dolphins. And you can move your hand from left to right and up and down. And you may even feel the texture of the dolphins. Some people, when I do this, they'll actually have their hair stand up on end on their arms as they're connecting with the dolphins, these very high-frequency energies. And, you know, you have the knowing that, yeah, something is there. Naturally, our bodies, will retain the memory of the light shift. So this is the way you can experiment with this here and have the nice experience. So you can just have this experience now. I'm bringing the dolphin energy down into your room now. So again, nothing for you to do. Sit back and relax. So here comes the dolphin energy, the light shift. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Very, very nice. I'm just going to enjoy this for a minute here. I'll just give one example to you on being on the light ship here. I was at an event, I think probably 3 years ago, or at least two years ago, I believe, in San Francisco. And we went to the, I think it's the New Living Expo that they have there, or New Life Expo. Again, I'm confused. I go both to San Francisco and also New York. And anyway, at that event, that's a four-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And some ladies came over to us. There's many of them from different booths. And on the last day, this lady comes over, and I knew what her name was. It had like three initials in it. But remember, everybody has their little badges on their shirts. And so I'm looking at her, and I'm sitting across from her probably about 2 feet away, and I'm doing a light shift healing, which is 10 minutes in length. And they take her up on the light ship, and I'm thinking, gee, what's her name? Because I want to kind of ask what her name was or talk to her with her name once in a while, you know. And it's not coming to mind. And so after the session, I bring her down, and instantly her badge appears on her clothing with her name. I go, oh, there it is. You know. So they actually took it off on the light ship, and I wasn't able to see it down here because it was not with her. So each time she got redressed, remember, you're out of time. And she came back down looking just the way she did before. And then she went back up again, and they just didn't put the badge on her, the name tag. So that was interesting. So anyway, the dolphins are still with us here. We're going to go to one other room here. We're going to go into the room where they're going to release physical body pain from us. And another room, I'm getting a request here from people about kidneys. So if you have any kidney problems, maybe bladder problems, just request that right now. We're going into these rooms. And sorry if I'm talking so fast, but I try to get a lot done during this time here. So it's just the way it is here. So anyway, just you're in these rooms now. Request your healings. Remember, you want to request down here too. You're also requesting that up on the light ship. And this is very wonderful. I'm seeing a lot of energy work being done. And what I will say, this coming Saturday, we're doing a four-hour special light ship healing for Ascension. It's a three-hour conference call for healing and 1 hour for water charging. So if you're interested, it's only $60. My time in California here is at 1 o'clock. So it's 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And you can just connect with me maybe via the Internet or a phone call, and I'll get back with you, and you can send me a check in the mail, and I'll give you the conference call phone number and the PIN number to call on. That's this coming Saturday. So if you like what you're experiencing now, believe me, 4 hours is out of this world. It's just indescribable. So anyway, we're now going into a final room now. And this room is going to be working with our lungs. So if you have any breathing problems, they're going to be helping us out with that. They're putting some small lights in our lungs right now to help us with maybe regrowing new tissue, taking away lung infections. Some people may start to cough. That happens off and on, too, during this process. Another team is working inside of our mouth, checking out our gums and our teeth for infection also and cavities. So, again, if you have any concerns, request that right now. I'm going to bring in a divine energy. This is the energy of Mother Mary. She'll be coming into your living room right now or wherever you are. So again, just sit back and relax, and here she comes. You might even have and be blessed with the fragrance of roses. She'll bring that in a lot of times here. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we're now going to do one more healing room before we come back. We're going to go into a room where we can sample some of the high-energy foods that some of these light beings eat. Remember, they are physical, and some don't eat at all. They just get energized. If any of you are wondering their typical light patterns, for myself and many of the ones that I work with, we work up there in our time frame. We work for probably 35 to 50 days continuous, and then we take maybe a half a day off. So I'm sort of like that down here too, you know, like a workaholic. So that's one of my traits that I have. But that's the way they are up there. They're dedicated to helping everyone. There's no diseases up on the light ship. It's very very pure. Diseases will not ever come there because of the high vibration. So we're going to go into the food court. This is what I call it. It's over a mile in length, and there's many, many stands there for different types of races to eat their food that they're used to eating. And we're going into the one that I like always is the chocolate area. This is the room with chocolate. So we're going to go into this location right now. We're there, and they're going to give us a small amount. It's very high frequency, about the size of maybe a little pea. Very, very small pea. It's not much. You look at it and you go, what is this? And this is going to be their bittersweet chocolate. And it's in your hand now, and we're all looking at it. And it is kind of dark colored. It's a brownish black. We're now putting it on our tongue, and we're kind of savoring this wonderful taste. You may even find your saliva changing down here. It's just scrumptious. And now we're going to be going into a little further down where they're going to give us some of the very, very sweet chocolate here. And we're having that right now. And that definitely is different. And we're now going to maybe we'll try some like almond roca. So we'll go to what they have. This is their equivalent of what we have down here. And we're having a sample of that right now. And again, my saliva is changing. My voice is changing a little bit because of, you know, my mouth changing on the inside of it here. Yours probably is too. So here we go. We're having that now. Now we need to get something to drink. So we're going to go to another location. We'll have some of the fizzy water that they have there. There's a lot of bubbles in it. And it's about a teaspoon. And we're having that right now. And our time is kind of flying quickly here, so we need to get off. So we're coming back now. I mean, thanks, and they're putting a special cocoon around us of conscious healing energy, which we can utilize for the next 5 days. And we'll be on the fast chat if you wish to stay on for a little bit and maybe tell us about your healings. That'd be nice. So we're coming back down, and now we're here. Okay. So I hope that was as enjoyable to you as it is for me. I love doing these shows. I love helping people. And it's really neat when somebody really gets awakened and can see things and know that they've really been helped. It's just so wonderful. So I guess we'll sign off now. So this is Ron from the Creation Light Ship, and blessings to all of you. This beautiful light beam, which now has male energy in it, will be activated for the next half an hour. So if you wish to request healings, you can. And blessings to all of you.
And peace and love to you, and thanks again for being with us, and we'll see you on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.